And by 5:30 p.m., I mean 5:40 p.m., everybody, welcome to another episode of the artist formerly known as the Sports Blizzard. In speaking with Diaz earlier this week at great length, is your mic on, Big Dog?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
All right. In speaking with Diaz at great length this week,
okay,
we have decided, instead of trying to rebrand the Sports Blizzard, let's just go with what we know. From here on out, the Sports Blizzard will be known as Green Legion Radio.
Yeah, that's cool.
We're not going to rebrand anything. We're going to use all of our existing
brands.
Yeah, everybody likes the brand. We're going to stick with this. And next week, starting next week, the show will become much more interactive. By that, we're going to put Pops on all interactive duties, which means he's still going to be part of the show and he's going to speak as much as he wants, but he's also going to control all of our Facebook Live and Instagram Live accounts, all of us, including Diaz, Hollis, and myself, and the Green Legion Live page, or the Green Legion Facebook page when we go live.
Right.
You guys can ask questions all you want. We decided it's a little bit easier and it doesn't bust up the program as much if we don't take live callers.
Right.
If you have a question, you want to talk to Hollis, you want to ask the Big Dog about something that happened when he played football, just come on the radio show, watch Facebook Live, and reply right there. Big Dog, what was your finest moment in 1998? Boom, whatever it is.
So, I led the team in tackles. Did
you?
Yeah, I had 82.
Did you really?
82 tackles, 5 sacks, and 21 quarterback pressures.
Nice. Yeah. He's looking at me, and I'm a little nervous right now. I'm not going to lie. He's kind of winking at me. Anyway,
draft time, you know?
I know. Anyway, to my right, and this is a short show, not a short show, but a limited cast of characters today. To my right, number 78 in your program, number 1 in your heart, Eagles great legend of the NFL, 15-year veteran Hollis Thomas. How are you, sir?
Yeah, pretty good. Just maxing and relaxing. I love this draft, this special draft edition.
This is the draft edition.
Yes.
And I'm going to rely heavily on you because I got to be honest with you, I don't know dick.
I watch a lot of college football now. I've been watching some of the guys. We'll get into it because there's a few things I would like to express to you because I don't know if you've been looking at ESPN and all those other stations, but I'll express it to you because some of them are pumping up guys who are going to be total draft busts.
Really?
Yes.
You got the bust list?
Oh, my God. It's not that long, but it's only one guy that they keep saying he's the best player in football. How are you the best player in football? You can't finish a college season.
Mm. Isn't it amazing that we're usually talking about busts?
Yeah.
Green Legion Radio is sponsored by Miller Lite. If you are drinking beer, you are drinking Miller Lite. If you don't carry Miller Lite here in the city of Philadelphia, where Miller Lite's greatest market share is, you just suck. As well, our good friends here in beautiful historic Fishtown section of Philadelphia, Stateside Vodka. That's premium vodka distilled right here in Fishtown. Bucks County Baseball Company. That's BucksCountyBaseballCo.com. Our good friend J.P. Lutz. There is more on the website than there is in the store, and that is an amazing statement because they have so much stuff. Check it out. All Eagles, Phillies, Flyers, Sixers. I'm sure there's Union in there. I'm sure there's fucking lacrosse somewhere in there. Vintage, new, everything. They have it. Our good friend Mike McVeigh at David Dodge Chrysler Jeep. As a matter of fact, Big Dog.
Guess what's coming back? The Jeep Genie. I'll be back.
Oh, you getting a Jeep?
That was my persona with him when I was with him. The Jeep Genie will be back, folks.
Nice, nice, nice. As well, all of our friends at the Cavanaugh's Restaurant. Cavs River Deck opening up again in less than a week. I believe it opens up. Wait, does it open up tomorrow? It might open up tomorrow.
It might open up tomorrow because some of the summer places are opening before the others.
Kenny Hutchings, call us and let us know if you're opening up tomorrow. As well, the location on Head House, right off of 2nd and South Street. Of course, the Rittenhouse location, our good friend Paul working in the basement bar. And Diaz and I, our old stomping ground in University City on Penn's campus, the 39th and Sansom Cavanaugh's. Make sure you go check out Brian Pavlicek up there and support him. Do not forget about the beautiful ladies at Delilah's, which I believe the sooner we get done this show,
Hell yeah.
The sooner we get over there. All right. Hollis has an engagement a little bit later at 8:30, but that gives us a couple hours. Not going to lie. And then we get over into the Manioc section of Philadelphia. Our great friends over at Bourbon Blue, longtime sponsors, 20-year supporters of the Green Legion, and my attempts at business as well. The Bayou and Cactus, same thing. The Manioc Sport and Social Club, the most social intramural sports league in Philadelphia. And, of course, our great friends over at City Fitness, Ken Davies. He and I played golf yesterday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I suffered through it after having fucking food poisoning. That wasn't fun. All his locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and Market East. All right, well,
let me start off with give you a couple of tidbits of about Philly.
Okay.
Well, the first tidbit is
this segment is called "Everything You Didn't Know About Anything" by Hollis Thomas.
Well, today is in 1978. The Philly Fanatic made his very first appearance. His birthday is actually this weekend. They're having his birthday party. He made his first appearance today. And also, the NFL, since we're going to be talking about NFL, they adopted the sudden death overtime. And also, they moved the goalpost from off the damn goal line to back of the end zone.
Oh, I love watching some of the blooper reels where these guys are just running right into it.
Yeah.
That might be the dumbest thing they ever did.
But, yeah, though I figured I'd get those out of the way, especially because they had to do with Philly and the NFL draft.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. I like it. I like it. I'd like to touch a little bit more on the Flyers and the statue thing. I don't want to talk about the Flyers at all because, let's be honest, the statue isn't their biggest problem.
No, it's not. I don't like the way they handle it. And I understand some people are offended by it. I just don't like when people try to defend it. It needs to be in a museum because I like the lady, and it's like, I don't feel like she didn't do nothing to me, but the stuff it was just like they did it, but they didn't make it their own mind.
It was a satire.
Yeah,
it was a goddamn satire. Yeah. It was a play.
Yeah.
It was a performance. All right, so riddle me this one, Batman, right. And I'm not going to say it. But I almost want to, just for effect.
Okay.
How many times is Quentin Tarantino going to get away with saying
Exactly.
And nobody says anything.
I really watch his movies because those are movies he made up. So I understand when you make a movie about something that's about history and you use it, but it's something that's made up in your mind. That means that's the way you think.
I have to agree. You have to have enough balls to say it.
Well, yeah,
which means you probably said it enough along the way.
Yeah, because it was a lot of stuff that I think it's something wrong with him, because I know a lot of the A-list actors kind of don't want to do his film anymore because it's a lot of ladies too, because from some of the Kill Bill films.
Okay,
I know the high woman, the lead woman.
Yeah,
she looks funny, but she's hot as hell. But so in any event, they had a scene where
she was naked in The Adventures of Baron von Munchausen.
Oh yeah, she was. That's it. But she so what ended up happening was, you know, she used to be married to Ethan Hawke.
Did she?
Yeah,
Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman, yeah. But you know why she divorced?
Did that? There was a good movie they did together.
But
he was trying to go into space.
Yeah, but they got a divorce. You know why? You ever seen Taking Lives, the movie?
Nah.
Watch it. He's in there with what's the big lip, the big lip girl name? She's hot eyes.
Okay. Who?
The big lip girl. I can't think of her name. She's married to Brad Pitt.
Oh, Angelina Jolie.
Yes, they did a movie together, and you know it got provocative.
Oh, so Uma likes the girls?
No. Uma was pissed because she didn't know to what magnitude, and they cut a lot out.
What? Oh, Angelina Jolie and Ethan Hawke?
Yeah.
That's where they got...
Taking Lives. Yeah, that's why. No. It was really bad. And he lied to her. But in any event, the part where Quentin Tarantino, that she didn't want to do anything else with him, was it was a scene where she was being choked. Okay. She was being choked. And he said, well, you're not going to really be able to act like you're choked.
I'm not going to be blamed if a bitch wants me to choke her out.
Well, no, he choked her for real.
Really?
Yeah, because he said, because she couldn't, you're not going to be able to act like you've been choked. If you're not really choked.
Ooh.
It was bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If you could see, and this is what you'll see next week, as Hollis's eyes light up. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, well, that's what, when she was explaining it, and I was like thinking to myself, I was like, what would give you the nuts to want to actually choke somebody if she can't act it out, you know?
Right,
move
right,
on to the next
right.
thing. But that was one of those things.
Let's get back to the real point here.
What do you think should have been done to the statue? I don't think
anything should have been done. Yeah. I think the Yankees started this.
Yeah.
And whatever. Not like anybody follows anything the Yankees fucking do.
Exactly.
And I would have just let it go. You know, what do you need a statement that says,
no.
Hey, you know, this, if you make a statement,
right,
all you do is feed into the wolf,
right.
you feed the wrong wolf.
Exactly.
All right. And the statement that they made,
mm-hmm.
like if you look on their Facebook page, it literally was blown up yeah. with angries mm-hmm. and wows and, you know, a third, maybe, you know, thumbs up liberals.
Well, that's the thing I don't understand. Nobody was even really paying attention to it.
Nobody was.
And I was like, I knew nothing about her. I knew the rendition was pretty cool.
Now let's be honest. Right. I honestly think the rendition was cool, but that song hasn't won you a fucking thing, so they probably could have buried it.
Yeah, they could have just buried it, yeah.
But it was part of history, and the problem that I have with this entire conversation, this entire episode, these continual changings
right.
and erasings mm-hmm. of our history.
Exactly.
If you erase where we've come from, you never knew what got you here. Yeah.
And then that's why I say that it should be in a museum, and we should know about all this stuff. That's why I was like, when they was putting out,
but she wasn't even doing anything.
I know she wasn't even doing anything.
She wasn't saying anything in a bad way. She was performing.
I know.
She was performing.
I know. To be perfectly honest, I've never even seen a statue. So I don't. I just like it. When people ask
I'm
me,
pissed off because that's where we can tell people to meet for our tailgate. Where the Kate Smith statue used to be.
Yeah. But, you know, it's people always get. But it's
Comcast Spectacor needs to sell that team.
Yeah.
They need to get rid of it.
Yeah, because they
clear out that fucking management.
Yeah.
Paul Holmgren has to go.
Yeah. The new coaches they hired too. I heard he's a bit of a. It wasn't a great hire. It's kind of like hiring bringing Rich Kotite back.
Kind of.
Sorry, I'm just saying. I was talking to
GDK.
I was talking to the powers that be. My boy Al Morgani. I was like, "Are we going to be better?" He was like, "Probably not." But
well, not that this radio show listens to anything that fucking slack has to say. Al, you suck. I'm just not down with it. Yeah. Stop erasing history.
Yeah.
If you literally look at that statue and it makes you cry, then you need to reevaluate your entire fucking life and get back to the doctor and get the right potion of meds because it's not working.
Yeah, I'm not down. I don't, things of that nature do not make me happy or anything. It doesn't really have anything to do with my life. Only to a certain extent. It was like she wasn't talking to me when she was singing the song, but
she was singing the song. She was performing.
Yeah.
When, you know, 60 years from now, are we going to go back and get rid of all of these rap songs? Because
they are quite offensive, aren't
they?
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous. It's a double standard once again. And anyway, time to move on.
Yeah.
Let's talk 10-9-8-76 here.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think we had the conversation last week when they when it came back from that
They came back from their ass whooping.
I said they weren't gonna, that Brooklyn wasn't gonna win another game.
Yeah, you did say that, but
I did. I absolutely did.
I know you did that. You said that, but one of our fellow brethren was talking about a sweep. I was like, they're probably gonna have to get their eyes open first. I didn't think it was gonna be a sweep.
Rob said that. Yeah. It's okay, and we knew that.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. Oh, yeah. They were on fire, man.
Yeah, dude. It's like I hope that they could take and bottle up what they had in this past series, and go into the next series. And it took Brett Brown cussing at halftime for them to even get off good.
Because
a lot of people don't realize that sometimes you have to be a coach. You can't be everybody's fucking friend.
No.
It's just like when you think about it,
ladies and gentlemen.
One of the greatest songs of all time. One of the greatest Philly sports songs that actually got traction.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is a big song.
Really?
Have you ever heard it? G-Love? Special Sauce?
6525 Partline Drive.
See, this is when I was a kid. To see if they is with this. Gonna get down with the sound of big breakfast. Because he was around the time with Man Find an Ugly Woman and Make Your Wife, because pretty girls will have you crying in the group. But when an ugly girl leaves, she ain't nothing to lose.
Then the only way to go was I-76. Unless, of course, you want to take that scene if you. Then the East to West River Drive is right for you. But if you ain't got. Anyway, we're going to have G Love in the background while we finish the segment.
Cool.
What do you think about. I love how this team kind of gelled.
Yeah.
I still think anytime they're not hitting threes, they're in deep shit. But it seems like if somebody doesn't or isn't hitting their threes, now we have a plethora of people that we can go to that might hit. Well, you've got Jimmy Butler who can hit.
Right.
All right. Because they're obviously going to try to get JJ to hit him first.
Right.
That's what they want to see.
Right.
But if JJ's not hitting it, you got to go. You can turn to Jimmy. You can turn to Tobias. You can turn to Smith.
Well, it wasn't that JJ wasn't hitting them. It was the fact that they was checking the shit out of him. And it's like when they do that, we got to go to somebody else.
Right.
We got to take. We got to do what you said. Did you notice in the games that they won, somebody did not take a single fucking 3-pointer.
Joel.
Me, exactly.
And the only time he took one was when he was pissed off because he got denied twice. The ball got out to him, top of the key. Drained.
Yeah. So it's like
I think he's 1-for-1 out of the last three games or something.
Yeah, but that's what we need. We need him taking the ball from him. If that's what we need, if that's the only way that if he's going to get some shots, take it from the top.
What we need to see is more of that fucking dish from Ben,
yeah.
And a two fucking step dunk.
Yep.
Yeah, then, boom.
And then a lot of people got mad because he threw the elbow at the kid, and they were saying he was laughing about it. Hell, I would have been laughing about it too if he was hacking me like that. If he was hacking me and I exacted some street justice, that's all it was street justice.
Yeah.
And then the second time, it wasn't even a flagrant foul. He just blocked the crap out of his shot.
Just look, next time, I got to tell you right now, the one person I don't want off the court is Jimmy Butler. All right, please put in some slack.
Yeah, put in Bolden. He hadn't been doing anything. Put in what's the other kid's name? It's a couple of kids you can throw in there to let them run them over.
Right.
But Jimmy Butler is our pit bull. He's that dog that's not on a leash, that's kind of walking around the party. They'd be like, hey, who dog is that? It's kind of like, have you ever met Mike Tyson?
Have I ever met Tyson?
Yeah,
no.
Now I partied with Mike Tyson at Too Short, but it was like we were in Vegas. So
he lived in Vegas. He lived a few blocks from my house when I lived out there.
Yeah, it's like I was living out there. So it was like I lived in Vegas for a year.
When?
Before I came back here.
Okay.
But I already knew him. I already knew Tyson from Arizona because I lived in Arizona. So he told me and he was going to be Too Short up there. So I was like, okay. So I'm up there with a couple of my college buddies and we're sitting in the club. So then all of a sudden the doors open and it seemed like the whole party just parted.
Okay. Really?
And it was Tyson coming in. He's just walking in like, oh God, man,
that's great.
And my boy was like, somebody let their pit bull off the leash. Everybody scared to rub him.
Oh, I love that.
But yeah, he's cool. He's cool as hell though.
Yeah, no, I've heard that about him. I heard he's pretty laid back unless he's in a fucking ring.
Laid back, especially. And I don't know if you ever seen. He did an interview recently. And the dude was an asshole on the interview. Was start talking about the rape stuff.
Yeah,
and he said, "You know what? You're a piece of shit." Yeah, if you pull it up, if you pull it up, you can find it on YouTube. But they posted it because it was a recent interview, and he was talking about the things that he did. He was doing, you know, his new. It's kind of like a stand up where he's telling about his life, and he was doing that. He thought that's what they were going to talk about. It's a black guy,
not Joe Rogan.
No, not Joe Rogan. Is this guy black?
Mike Tyson swears on TV interview?
Yeah.
Let's see if this is it. Let's see if we get it.
See if we get it.
That Mike Tyson, former heavyweight champion, is in town, and he met up with Mayor Rob Ford. Well, he joins us right now with his promoter, Alex. Thanks for joining us, both of you. I'll start with yourself. Many are wondering, how did that happen, this meeting with the mayor?
I have no idea. It's my fault again. No, at the end of the day, he is the mayor of the city. Mike Tyson is here to promote the first ever performance in Canada. And when I had Sugar Ray Leonard come to Montreal to launch the book, we went to the mayor's office. We're here. It's an habit. we go see the mayor.
And this is the first time probably in the history of Toronto where the mayor is bigger than the whole city. You know, he's the biggest celebrity than anybody in the city. Everybody wants to see the mayor.
Is this it?
And he's a really dynamic.
No, that's not it.
Dynamic.
Because he didn't even get through the first interview. The guy, the guy called him a rapist off the rip.
Oh, really?
Is that a black guy?
Yeah.
Is a black guy with a bald head?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because it started off right at the beginning.
No, I didn't read up that. You're the only one I heard say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's it.
And I don't have no comment to that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
For mayor, we know you were convicted rapist.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
His campaign. How would you respond to that?
Hey, I don't know who said that. You're the only one I heard say that. You know what I mean? And I don't have no comment to that. You know, because it's negative and you're being negative. And I met the mayor.
Right.
And nothing they can do about it.
We actually had a really good time. We talked about George Chervalho. He was a legend in your city, great man with whom Mike spent quite a bit of time.
Oh, you can see
he's this.
Life.
It's so interesting because you come across like a nice guy, but you're really a piece of shit.
Nice.
That was a piece of fuck you. That was a piece of shit.
You know,
we're
doing live TV.
Hey, I don't care. What are you going to do about it?
All right. You got a show that you're doing tonight.
We are.
You know, a lot of people.
We are.
Where it comes
from. Oh, he's frazzled.
He's pissed.
A lot of people are going to be there to see your show. Just tell us a bit about it.
It speaks for itself. Everyone saw the show.
All right. It's a Broadway production.
He's scared.
28 cities in the United States.
Do you see it? Do you see
it's a Broadway production.
Do you see the dude's face, though?
Oh, yeah.
He's scared as shit.
On October 9th, we're going to be in Monte Carlo.
Right. Is it nerve-wracking for you to do something like this, or is it more nervous for you to box? How does it compare?
I don't know. It's more nerve-wracking for me to hear us talking to a rat piece of shit like you.
We're gonna wrap up this interview. Thank you for coming in.
Fuck you.
I told you.
Wait, you. Why did I stop it right there? Thank you for coming in. Fuck you.
Because you're a piece of shit.
All right. We're gonna wrap up this interview. Thank you for coming in.
Fuck you.
That's my dog.
Oh my god, dude, I love that.
That's my dog.
Holy shit.
You didn't see that?
No.
Dude, that dude was acting like an asshole.
We know you're a convicted rapist. Why did he bring that up?
I don't know. And it was like he had meth.
Fucking mayor. Canadians.
I know. He had meth and mayor and stuff, and he had to do some nice things. And he brought that up. That was mean.
If that was Tyson, I'd have fucking fucked him up.
Well, no, Tyson did the right thing, though. That was funny, though, because that dude was scared.
Oh, man, what a piece of shit.
Yeah. We're here to promote you, but you are a convicted rapist.
Oh,
dick.
Wow. All right, so what are your thoughts against Toronto? This is a tough one for them. Starts on Saturday. Is it another 3 o'clock game?
I don't know, because I'm going to be at the Phillies game. Because I know the Fanatics, they got the Fanatic birthday on that Sunday. So it may start.
Do you think the Phillies can score some fucking runs tonight?
Yeah, I hope so. They scored 6 last night.
What?
They scored 6 the other night. They beat the Mets in the last game. They poured it on. And they, oh, dude, you had to see the game before where they was throwing at Rhys Hoskins.
Oh, I saw Rhys. What was the score last night's game?
6-0. 6-0.
Oh, the fucking Mets couldn't score a single fucking run for me.
it was 1-0 for a really long time. Velasquez had thrown like 90 some pitches by the fourth or fifth inning.
Unbelievable.
And our bullpen came in, saved the day, kept us at 1-0 until about the sixth or seventh inning, eighth inning. I think we poured in a few more runs for insurance.
I heard Rhys had a 34-second trot around the
base. Yeah, because they threw at him the night before.
Yes.
And then
twice.
Said twice. It's like, I can see that you're throwing a little inside. He threw it over his fucking head.
All right, we're going to get to Phillies in a minute.
Okay.
Toronto.
Toronto is going to be rough. It's going to be rough, but because they have a lot of big guys to throw at and beat. I have a couple of big guys.
They do. This isn't the same team that Toronto's gone up against.
I know, but it's not the same Toronto team, though. They added Marc Gasol.
They got Kawhi Leonard.
They got Kawhi Leonard, but then also they have a young kid. He's a motherfucking beast. That's all I'm going to say.
Really?
Yeah, and he's like, and it's one of those kids who don't know any better, so he doesn't know he's not supposed to be doing what he's doing.
Right.
He's just killing.
Just killing?
Yeah. He's a young kid. He's
better when you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, he's about 6'10". He's about Ben Simmons size.
Okay.
Yeah. All so right. it's going to be a rough one, but I think we can pull it off. But we're going to have to play. We can't come in.
Well,
a one.
I like the attitude that they have coming in off of this Brooklyn series.
Yeah.
And they had to play physical. And if they play physical against Toronto, Wow, that is going to be interesting, isn't
it? Yeah, because them adding Marc Gasol, he's the kind of person that's going to have Embiid working on both ends.
Yeah, yep.
And then so the Bobby's going to have to come through for us a little bit more like he did this past series.
Yeah. What's your prediction? Give me a prediction.
It's going to go seven. It's going seven. It's going seven.
That last game's in Toronto.
The last game is Toronto.
What do they call that place out there?
Something arena. I can't think.
Jurassic
Park arena or something like that. It'd be jumping, though. It's right across the border.
I've heard. I've heard it's fucking crazy. Shit.
I think this is going to be a real test, a testament to whether Brett Brown is really the coach for this squad.
He's going to have to get
the best out of these guys. You can't go in there with all those turnovers would get us at home quick.
It would get us fishing
real quick. So we just got to go out like we did last time and play some quality defense and not turn the rock over and I think the main thing is Ben Simmons. He has to come out and attack. He can't be timid. When he's timid, he's listening to the crowd boo. We're booing because we've seen you do better. And we know what you are a juggernaut when you assert yourself.
Yep. No, agreed.
Assert yourself and be aggressive.
I 100% agree. All right, well, we are going to take a quick break. Mm-hmm. We come back, we're going to talk Phillies and draft.
Yeah, draft. I got my notes right here.
You got your notes? And
yeah.
We're going to go to break with a little Philadelphia native here.
Yes.
All right, we'll see you in just a couple minutes.
Just don't understand.
That's right. Parents just don't understand. I also don't understand why the Flyers suck as bad as they do. Phillies. Mm-hmm. Phillies.
They was on like a 4-game losing streak?
Five or six.
They snapped it last night, which is awesome.
First thing you pull up on YouTube. Reese Hoskins home run trot.
Yes.
Let's see this.
Because it was.
I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. It's epic.
Your browser doesn't recognize this video format.
Son of an onion.
Let's try this kid. This
All
one.
Right. Had a lot of requests to break down this Reese Hoskins situation. The game earlier behind his back. I mean, come on. I don't know if this was accidental or on purpose, but behind the back usually means on purpose. And then the very next pitch after the warning at his head. Whether these are on purpose or accidental, if you're Hopkins, you're upset. Either you're upset because the pitcher is trying to hit you, or you're upset because the pitcher sucks so bad that his suckiness is going to injure you. Zero fun either way. The next day, same pitcher, same hitter.
Oh, there it is.
One and goes, yeah, I'll just slow trot this out. So I'm not too happy with the current situation. So I'm just going to let you know that I got you deep. Hey,
oh, bullpen, my God,
bullpen,
look at this.
Bullpen. You guys see what I just did? Yeah, hell yeah. What you guys don't know is this is a Joe West shout-out. He's just running like his favorite umpire runs. That's all it was. Nothing personal to this dude. He's upset. He's like, I just gave up a bomb. Now this guy's slow trotting on me. Whatever. Okay, he's finally home. Oh, he's going to slow it down and do some sidestepping just to drag it out more. Jeez.
Nice.
Him and Bryce, they say, what's up? Pitcher says, okay, very cute.
Nice.
You know, the only thing that would have made that more epic?
Okay. What's that?
Is that at the last point, if he did the icky shuffle across home plate.
Right.
Because that would have made it really long. But it's like he's like a lot of the teams that are in our division, they continually throw at him. And it would piss me the fuck off.
Right.
Because it's like you have control. You haven't. This is not your first rodeo. You're throwing the ball damn near 100 miles an hour. You're trying to hit me with it.
You're trying to hit in the head.
That's
problematic.
I can take a shot to the shoulder.
And Reese took one in the face last year.
Oh yeah, he broke his jaw. He didn't even know.
And you know that was off a foul ball. Yeah. It wasn't something.
It
was a fluke.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if you saw the one that hit Bryce Harper on the hand.
Oh yeah, like, dude.
Did you hear the sound of it?
Yeah.
Like, oh God, man.
You could just hear those fucking bones breaking.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's,
but hopefully they get this run thing going. And I don't know about you, but up until this past game, I was looking for the guy Kimbrough. I was like, give this motherfucker whatever you need to give him to, because we need some relief pitching.
Seriously,
yeah. Hopefully the guys are starting because I kind of equate it to just like football or basketball at the beginning of a season.
Yeah,
you got to get your legs back under you before you get back to season form.
Yep.
So
yep.
I'm feeling like that this past game, you can see everybody. The defense was there. I didn't like what Jake Arrieta said the previous game where he's calling people out. It's supposed to be a damn team, man. You don't come on the mic. You don't air out dirty laundry out in the streets like that.
Well, it's not like Arrieta's been pitching lights out either.
Exactly. That's why you don't do that. And it's not like if you didn't pitch a fucking no hitter or you didn't strike everybody out that came up there.
You have two pitchers on this lineup right now.
Exactly.
You got Nola and Velasquez.
Exactly.
Velasquez is. You know, we're waiting for the bottom to drop out of that.
Well, yeah, but I think they're gonna slow him through this and that, and I think they're doing a good deed by when he gets his high pitch down up there. They tell him not to worry about what inning it is, just get the people out because
get up.
Yeah, because he left the game. We was winning 1-0, but he had been in trouble. The bases was loaded a couple of times, and he got out of there.
Yeah,
and he got out of there on striking.
He's
people
a decent
out.
Pitcher. He just hasn't been able to stay healthy.
Yeah, not only that, but then Roman Quinn, he got hurt again.
Yeah.
I was watching him. I was like, he laid a bunt down, and that only was a squeeze play bunt. He made the first on time, and Hernandez scored. They could the guy who picked up the ball just looked. He was like, I couldn't go nowhere because that was so much speed on the base pads. But he hurt his oblique, and so you know that's one of those fast switch muscles.
Yeah.
And we were talking about that because I had to tell because I did an interview with Howard Cross and Bill Parcell.
Okay.
And we were talking about the way football and all the sports are now. Everybody's built like a damn Adonis. You cannot play these sports with all that damn muscle. You need some chubbiness around yourself to hold water that would send a supply to your bone. I mean to your muscles, but also around your joints to protect
chubbiness?
Your joints. Yeah, some fat. A lot of guys are out there with like 0% body fat or 2% body fat. That's not gonna hold no fucking water. That's why you always see people cramping up. So it's one of those things where you just have to go back to either you want to be on the beach or you want to play sports.
Love it.
Yep.
Look at this.
What's that?
Picture of Javon Kearse.
What are you doing?
Our friend Josh Golden was at an event with Javon Kearse. He was kind enough to autograph this Dallas Sucks fan jersey.
You know, Westbrook had one of those. He signed a Dallas Sucks jersey.
That's awesome. Kearse looks like he's still in pretty good shape.
Yeah, he is. They work out down in Florida all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, you're living in Florida. You can't be by the beach.
Yeah, you got to stick with it.
Yeah, you can't be by the beach looking a mess. No woman will want you.
Brother Big Dog.
What's up?
Talk to me about the Eagles, the draft, the bust list.
Well, the bust list starts right at the top. The draft analysts, bless their heart, that's why they'll continue will never get a job in the NFL or doing nothing.
Mel Kiper,
there's a Yates kid. Everybody's talking about Nick Bosa is the number one player coming out of college. He sucks. You got hurt by that. If you look at every time they put his highlights on, he's playing against Chauncey A&I running around somebody.
He's playing against
like Bowling Green somebody. He's not going against nobody top. And they steady putting him out there like he's the truth. He's stiff. And I think he'll be decent, but I don't think he's the number one player out there. Right now, really, the number one player is Quinn. Is the guy out of Alabama?
Okay,
he is a beast. That's a man amongst boys. But we're in the middle to the end of the draft, so we're gonna have to rely on some of the other beasts. And it's actually a couple of them. I like the D lineman out of Clemson. There's two of them.
Where do you think first before we talk about individuals?
Okay,
where do the Eagles? I mean, we got holes to fill.
You want to know the glaring need?
The glaring need
is really middle linebacker. You need a young linebacker that's gonna take us.
When was the last time you've seen the Eagles draft a linebacker in the first round?
Not in the first round, second
They'll
round.
They always go second.
Yeah,
right?
I'd rather go second round with that. Because the first round, I want a big dog, whether it's a guard, offensive
you want,
guard.
You want interior.
I want interior defensive line or offensive line. Because we did bring Timmy Jernigan back for 1 year, but we need a young guy to pair with so Fletcher Cox can teach him so he can take over the reins. Because Fletcher's getting a little longer too, but he still got some years left. We need somebody to take over the reins to be the next Fletcher Cox.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Do you think we're deep enough on the end?
I also wanted one of those guys, but I don't think any of the guys that I got listed. I like Josh Allen. He's playing the 4-3 system.
Yep.
One of the kids out of the guy Gerald Wilkins. A lot of these guys can play the end. And you could also get you an outside linebacker too.
Do you get somebody that can double up?
Alan, the kid. It's Kid Polite out of Florida. He's
Are you really looking for a big dog though?
I'm really looking for an interior big dog just to wreck shit.
Because
the fastest way to the quarterback is up the gut.
Right.
If we get a way that they cannot double team Fletcher Cox and he continues to do what he does, because it's gonna be great this year.
Somebody's gonna open up for somebody
when Malik Jackson and Timmy Jernigan come back. All we need is that fourth guy. That's a young pup that can learn.
Nobody realized Bo guys. Allen was that guy for a little while.
Exactly, Bo Allen. That's my guy. Yep. My young warthog.
I still hate the fact that they let him go.
I know. I hate the fact they let Fat Thor go.
Fat Thor.
That's my guy. He's
Fat Thor.
Yeah. And then, but they did bring Vinnie Curry back, which should add some stability out there. He's not great, but in this system that as long as we got,
you know who he reminds me of?
Who's that?
Mike Mamula.
He made two plays in Mamula.
If you got paid on quarterback hurries.
Well, the quarterback nowadays, they get rid of the ball like so much. And you know what the weird thing is? My very first sack was against Kerry Collins when he was playing with the Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
But the entire game, he was throwing the ball. William Fuller was pissed because every time William Fuller would get there, it would just be a quarterback hurry.
William Fuller. Fuck, he was a beast, dude.
I played next to him. He was like, and so we get back to the other one. I got my sack. He's like, way to go with your fat ass. He said the one fucking time he holds onto the ball and your fat ass gets that. I was like, hey, man. I was a rookie, so I
could. Did you go millennial on him? Nah, that's not nice.
No, I didn't say that. I was laughing because everybody was high-fiving me. That's what this buddy got. He still lives right down the road. He comes up a lot.
Where is he?
He's down past D.C. in Virginia.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Him and Charlie Garner live down that way. So.
Hey, invite him.
Okay.
I fucking love him.
I got his number. I call him and tell him.
All right. Yeah. We won't talk about it entirely, but maybe at the end we'll give a little tidbit.
Mm-hmm. We do need a cornerback, too.
We do need a cornerback.
Yeah, because the ones we got there, I'm not. I like this.
They brought Darby back for a year.
Yeah, but it was high price. I don't know. $8 million.
Want to make him prove himself? Yeah, $8 million. Hey, it's better than what we played for fucking, Nnamdi.
Nnamdi Asawa and Maxwell.
And Maxwell and.
Who's that?
Oh, God.
Who's that?
Asante Samuel.
Asante Samuel. He was a turnstile, too.
Yeah, you know what? I think Asante was the best out of that three, but Nnamdi and Maxwell were just. You know what? That Maxwell thing, I just removed it from memory. I can't even remember him playing a single down.
Only reason you remember what you call it is because he ate lunch in his car. Not be honest with you. Now, it's a couple of kids coming out this year out of University of Texas. Devontae Davis. He's a 6'2", 205. And then the other cornerback is Chris Boyd. They're both quality shutdown corners, and I like the hip move because the corners – you got to look at the hip move because when they get too tall and rangy, they don't have the same fast twitch muscles as the receivers, so they kind of get burnt a lot.
Rasul Douglas.
I want them to kind of move him to safety, but I like him at corner in certain situations. But he has to, I don't think he's learned the playbook yet.
Okay.
So this is
his third year.
This is his third year. It's time for shit to get off the pot.
Right.
And it's
you know what? Speaking of draft busts.
Right.
Have we ever cut that little fucking kid from San Diego State that was supposed to be the next?
We got rid of him. I can't think of his name, but
you gotta have one, Howie, right? You still gotta have one.
One guy, but you know what and I think they picked the wrong kid because there's another kid that looks exactly like Darren Sproles.
Okay,
we got him. We got him from the Saints. Had him hiding him on a practice roster.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we signed him to the roster. So I can't think of the kid's name, but I went up there. I looked. I was like, damn. But
that's funny.
But I'm talking about he's like rocked up like him. Really? And the exact same height.
Really?
Fast as him and can catch.
That's funny.
Yeah. So they're gonna have somebody. We need a linebacker. The linebackers on my wish list are Devin White.
Okay.
These are little LSU.
Yep.
And Devin Bush out of Michigan.
Michigan.
But if we can't get those guys, there's a kid, Trey Lamar at Clemson. He's 6'4", 255. Try to run an ISO at that.
The one thing I only remember one thing that I thought Chip Kelly was right with.
Right.
Big people beat up little people.
Yeah, but you need a real middle linebacker because in the playoffs, nobody's going to be in the playoffs. It's cold outside. Nobody's going to be throwing the fucking ball. And if you look at the way the Patriots won, they won. You know, after Deflategate, you know he's not going to be able to throw that fucking ball. He was turning around, handing it off. You noticed that, didn't you?
Yeah.
The Michaels kid, the first round draft pick they had.
Yep.
He was turning everybody up. He was really their MVP.
Speaking of big people beating up little people.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to find a spot for Jordan this year?
Jordan Mulata?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. He's going to get on. He's going to get in. He's just got to get his feet wet.
What do they think about him so far as a prospect, other than being a beast? Is offensive line where you want him?
Yeah.
I would have thought defensive line.
No, defensive line
is too big.
Yeah. Well, it's a different animal. Defensive line is a different animal. You gotta hit somebody in the chin. He's got those long ass arms. So when
Mayberry.
Yeah, Jermaine Mayberry was decent at guard, but I think Mulata's got the footwork and stuff to be that offensive tackle. To maul the shit out of people. You want it's like the way they're trying to groom him, and I'm glad they got JP grooming him, because if you check out his footwork and stuff, he's just got to get some experience.
I mean, he's a talented fucking athlete.
Exactly, but when you look at, I've seen him practice a couple times now. I've seen him working with him. I think he's gonna be good. I think he's gonna be real good.
Really?
Yeah, because I was watching his footwork stuff or something, and you could tell even when
he angry when he plays.
I think he's going to get angry. I think he's more trying to get the technique down, and I think he enjoys contact. That's what the rugby stuff.
Yeah.
So,
here's a guy that's done everything that he's going to do in the NFL without pads.
Yeah. So it's like because I've watched rugby, and it's fun because the big dogs get to run the ball.
Yeah.
So it's like he's.
Is there any reason why they shouldn't put him on a goal line as a fucking halfback?
I don't know. I haven't seen that portion of him, but that would be interesting. That would be. But hand the ball off, Jordan.
Run.
Well, what you
have to do? Somebody catches the ball for Alabama. Run over to the other side. Forrest, run.
Well, I think it will work now because you don't have the same dogs that you used to have. Like when we lined up at goal line, we hope you put somebody fat back there because we're gonna load a dynamite on his ass.
Yes.
and there's no trotters in there either.
Right.
We don't have any
trots.
Right. So it's like right now he would be a bully. Mm. He would be a bully.
I like it.
Awesome.
I like it.
So, but they also I had somebody out of Cody Ford, O-line. Okay. He's out of Oklahoma.
All right.
And then there's also
you like the pedigree colleges.
Yeah, well, no, that's just I've watched those guys play. And okay. we'll get some. These are guys that are going to get drafted.
Right.
The other guys it's some other guys that are lower tier guys.
I'm down with pedigree. You know, it's tough to find a Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
I like the pedigree schools.
Yeah. I'll
take somebody from Alabama over anything else all day long.
It's a kid. It's a couple of kids. I do like the kid from running back. If we're able to get the kid out of Temple, Raquem, I can't think of his last name, but he's a beast.
Really?
Yeah. So it's gonna be somebody.
Are they looking for another running back?
You have to get a big dog. And I like the kid. Well,
they got Howard. Isn't that the big dog?
No, he's not big. He can just run in between tackles. He's only like 5'10". Like,
stop, is he?
Yeah. But he just runs hard. But when I say big dog, I'm talking about like the kid out of Oklahoma. He's like 6'2", 220, 225. I'm talking about LeGarrette Blount big.
Yeah. 6'1", 225.
Oh, that's not bad. I didn't think he was that big.
That's kind of a beast.
That is big. So we probably don't need a running back.
Yeah.
We might not need a running back.
I just don't see him going. You're right. You got to go interior line.
Yeah, you got to go interior line on both sides of the ball. You got to shore up that. And mainly because Brandon Brooks is coming off of Achilles tendon.
Right.
And you just let Wisniewski go. And if Samalu is his third or fourth year, he needs to shit to get off the pot. They gave him an extension.
He had a good year during the Super Bowl.
Samalu?
Yeah.
No, you mean Vitae.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. You're right.
Hey,
Samalu. Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
dude.
He played last year.
Wow.
Yeah,
have another fucking shot, Quinn.
Yeah, he was giving up the rhythm a little bit. I like him. I like him, but I'm not gonna sugarcoat anything. So I look at the film, and if you get your ass kicked, you get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
I want you to do good. You're playing for my squad.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna Donovan McNabb it up.
Hollis, where are you gonna be tonight?
I'm going to be at the stadium in the VIP room with all the alumni and at the Eagles draft party.
Okay.
From 8:30 to 9:30.
8:30 to 9:30.
Yes.
Will people be able to see you? Will people be able to come up and take pictures with you?
Yes, they'll be able to come up and take pictures with me. I'm signing autographs. It's through the alumni service. Amanda, thank you. Amanda Marquez and Brian Papson.
Amanda's great. Brian Papson.
Yeah, those are my guys. Yeah.
Love those guys.
Yeah,
tell them I said hi, please.
Okay. Yeah, they're actually going to have me there. And I'm actually supposed to go have lunch with them because I was working on some other stuff with them. To do some charity stuff with the autism stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So
good. All right. Anything you want to get off your chest?
Sing our campfire song.
Is that your wake up?
Yeah.
That's your alarm.
Yeah.
That's you son of a bitch.
That's SpongeBob. Campfire song.
Anything you want to get off your chest?
I think I pretty much got it off my chest. I want Nick Bosa is not the number one player coming out of college.
I got you.
That's what I want off my chest. Because I'm tired of them talking about he's the number one player. You played three games this season. There's no way on God's green earth you're the number one player coming out.
Yeah.
And he looked like an out-of-work superhero.
And one more time, 2 weeks in a row, Flyers, you are a bunch of pussies. For the 26th time, formerly the Sports Blizzard and now officially Green Legion Radio, Trick Daddy, take it to the house.